This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Milani Volmaranzes. Good morning to you. Welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning and good morning to the listeners and thank you for the opportunity.
A lot of people have been looking forward to this digital COVID-19 vaccine certificate. Tell us, why is it so important? And of course, how do I get my certificate?
Okay, so the first thing I think what is important from our perspective, we did listen to the public out there that was saying, so what happens if I lose my SMS? What happens if I lose my card, my paper card, and so on? So now you can conveniently download your vaccination certificate. And if you lose it, you can again download it. So you can have a record of your vaccination available to you. And then important just for us to explain that currently the vaccination certificate is just a digital version of your vaccination card. Mm-hmm. As we've indicated on it, it's not... Currently, the QR code is not readable from a human interface perspective. The next version of the vaccination card will obviously create or have more functionalities involved, where if you go to your employer and they would want to know your vaccination status, you can give them the card. They can scan it with a 3D, 2D barcode scanner, and they can identify if this is an authentic vaccination certificate. And then I think the most exciting thing is that the specific digital vaccination certificate will be accepted by quite a number of the countries abroad for those that will travel. But it's also dependent on the policy of that specific country that you would be visiting.
Absolutely. And I wonder, Milani, as to what are some of the challenges you are experiencing now with the system at the rollout phase? I know the minister came out explaining that, the system will be improved for safety and security as the rollout happens in the phases that have been determined.
Yeah. So obviously, you can always in the development, you can anticipate quite a number of key issues. But it's only when you're in the live environment where you're actually starting to experience. So after the launch, there was a huge peak on the traffic, and we had a little bit of challenges just balancing, doing the load balancing on the servers in order to be able to accommodate the traffic. That has seemed to have settled down. And so since that, we haven't had any challenges again. And then we do experience queries around people that said that they've lost their SMS and therefore don't have their vaccination code. In order to mitigate that, we are resending out that specific code together with a link on where you can download the vaccination certificate, all the individuals' details that we've got on the system. Mm. And also we are aware that... for many reasons, people at the vaccination sites from time to time use paper forms. Those paper forms need to be captured so that your details are on the system. So there are some of these that still needs to be captured. And here and there, we've got a surname that's spelled wrongly or a name that's spelled wrongly. And we've got a team that's working on all of that in order to be able to assist the public.
Milani, is the site zero-rated and the downloading of the certificate itself? What if I don't have a smartphone, but I still want to interact with the data system so that I'm able to get some form of verification?
Okay, so the zero rating is not confirmed yet, but it's in the process for being zero rated. And then we will inform people accordingly.
Okay. Yeah. Milani Volmaranz, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's Project Manager for Coronavirus Electronic Vaccination Data System. Just giving us an update on the digital COVID-19 vaccine certificate platform that has been launched.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.